Continuing Simon Reish Ches, we're up to Sivav. Kemach shalachar mechameshas mina dagon shashalakoi, that you cooked it, the erva b'mayim b'shar mashkim, and you added water or other liquids to it, and my ava kadeshi you roi lachiva, if it's thick enough that it's roi lachiva, like a farina, l'lasai to chew it, b'varach bar mina mizernes, v'achar v'amichio, v'imhoi rach kadeshi you roi lishtia, if it was a beverage, b'varach lov shahakol v'achar bar nefashas, you would make a bar nefashas. Halachically, oat milk would be a bar nefashas because, and a shahakal, it's a beverage. There's an interesting question regarding oat milk ice cream. If someone took oat, they made oat milk out of it, and now they use that as the cream in the ice cream, so does the ice cream become mezainis? So one could argue that ice cream has the status of a liquid. Even though it's a frozen liquid, and it's lishtia, so it should be a shahakal. While others could say, no, this is considered a achila. It's an achila, so then you would make a mezainis on oat milk ice cream. I've gotten different responses from different paiskim, so it's better to avoid the shayla and either eat regular ice cream. No, if you're eating oat milk ice cream, so make a mezainis on something else, because there is a legitimate question if it's shahakal or mezainis. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Chaf Beis. You'd make a bar mini mezonos on that, as long as it's not a liquid. It's a drink. Just like water. If you're eating a noodle soup, the noodles are there, you see it. I mean, a dog on my belly. Bury my mezonos on the noodles. You make a mezonos. If it was really designed to be a beverage, it was mostly a soup with some croutons in it. It wasn't what we would call, let's say, a tradition soup. But that there, it's a lachila. That's what people plan on doing. They are not simply drinking the broth. You plan on eating the noodles with some liquid as well. So in that case, if we're not sure, you'd have to make a shahakal on the mayim if really was the intention was to use it as a beverage. Therefore, the chachila avoid the shali v'artchila on mayim arkachalak. First, make a shahakal and then make a mezainis. Kim esor b'derem magen avram b'simen zeh. If you're trying to avoid the shayla, so make shak on something else. And have in mind the broth. Let's say corn soup. The groifin would be a bottle to the water. Okay. Siv Zayin. Hakoyses as iris, someone who chews rice, plain rice. Mavarchala bari prihadama. Vachra barnafasha. So rice as is would have the same halacha status as the granola, where if it's still intact, you make a hadama. And bishlay, if you cook it, achinis maich until it gets dissolved a little bit, it gets smaller. Oisha tchane, vasim in a pas, you ground up the rice and you made a rice bread out of it. And your rice cakes. Now the rice cakes is a shayla how it's made, but typically on rice items you'd make a mezonos. That's only if there's nothing else in there. If there's other items in there, then it's like any other food item, and we have to figure out what's the rife. If it's not the rife, you made a stuffed cabbage or meatballs, and meatballs and rice together, and the meat is the ikker, so we would ignore the rice, and you make a shako, and the rice is a tuffel to the meat. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Dalet Hakoyses, Pirish She'achlik Shuchai, you eat raw rice, Ha'iriz, rice, that's Iriz, Doichin K'shidasmach, hairs, B'loshan Ashkenaz, this is typically translated as millet. Now this is the way we paskin, but it's interesting, if you go back in time, it wasn't so simple. V'ishm Farshim Imcha, some learned the other way. V'akein Yish Machmirim, this is the Shulchan Acharav and others, B'loyichim K'shidasmach, Al-Techasudu, or they make a shakl on it. V'ashivarachalim shakl, Mach Masafik, and there are some chasidim that will make a shakl on rice due to this halacha. Because of the sugyim, the amma orez rice, and here, that's how we paskin. Look at the cereal box, the Rice Krispie box. Orez, ariz, is rice in Spanish, so we can assume the language is similar. And it gets the barman mazonis bracha. And most of our rice, when you're eating it, white rice, brown rice, even brown rice, you're not getting the full rice when you consume it. Some of it is not there anymore. Wild rice is a good shayla. If you cook wild rice long enough, it's it definitely gets a different texture. And you could say that's nismayach ayde abishul, in my opinion. The truth is, one could argue if wild rice is really considered rice. That's a whole discussion on its own. But let's assume it is. The name is rice, so let's assume that you would make a mezainis on the wild rice if it's cooked long enough that it would be considered nismayach ayde abishul. But if you undercook it, then you could have a shiloh where it would be hadama, actually. But brown rice, white rice, fried rice, all those rice items would be a mezainis. Okay, next. If it was intact, except for the fact that they removed its shell. Pass with the tafshel, if you made a cooked rice item. Mavarchal burn him. Zenis, the pass shall lay a tafshel, must be of a certain lift, Chamish mini dog on. Valdemisham mini kinia. So rice is unique that you can make a burn him on a cooked rice item because it is soyed. Kamakram lay a choshev pass, shall lay kalechem, gomor shachamish mini dog on the barchamites, so you wouldn't make hamites in it. And therefore you do not make alamichia. You only make a burn of fashus, the birchas amazon, the birchas min shalish, inim alev chamish minon, and they chashivus, because of their chashivus, and rice does not hit that criteria. So rice is an interesting halacha where you would make a mezainus on it, but it would not get an al michya, and you would never bench on a rice item. And if you mix it in b'shari minim, I feel heim hamiyot, as in a we say the kol sheish b'mi chamish mini dagon, it always gets mezainus. Rice would be different. Rice is in a chashu kolkach, but kinim also tafshel a pas v'kemach to shari minim him arayv. But baruch halav kibrichas oisem minim. So if you made a rice, let's say they call it a Rice Krispie treats or the like, and if you put a lot of chocolate and peanut butter, all types of other items, and the rice component, the crunch component, is not the rayv anymore. So then, unless you really like it and you're eating it specifically for the rice component, then you go by roiv. If roiv is chocolate, then the bracha would be a shahako and not a mezainis. But if you took the same recipe and you substituted rice for cookies, and you put cookie bits inside, so even though the majority is the chocolate and only the crunch is the cookie, you would make a mezainis in it because that is kol sheish bo mechamishas min hadagon. Next, levad hu adin im hu arayv. If it's the rayv, v'nakal levad nashmin and rabuzas afilo achim mevarchem bracha chwenu kiim bar nefashas rabbis. The point is, you make a bar nefashas on rice, you never make alam mechia. Hu arayv v'chim pasku harbi achwenim. That's how we paskin that we go by rayv in this case. So if rayv is the rice, so you make a mezainis and bar nefashas. If rayv is chocolate, so you make a shahakol and a bar nefashas.